Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's talk about the Israel and Palestine conflict, shall we?
Yeah.
So what is your biggest fear regarding the conflict between Israel and Palestine, and how can this affect the global economy and the world markets?
Yeah. I'm going to tread very lightly. Prayers for all those who have been affected. Once again, I want to stick on the stock market side. My biggest, so when I'm looking at an investment on a fundamental side, there's a few things that matters: interest rates, quantitative easing, inverted yield curve. Some people will call them black swans. We've already had the Russia and Ukraine issue that could have been avoided, and we'll talk about that later. Now we have this conflict that is popping up. My biggest worry when looking at a potential black swan event is if China gets involved, because China did make a statement. You guys can go look at about what they said. But if China begins to influence or fund one side of that war, I'm not saying it to be salacious. I'm not an expert on foreign policy, but we could end up in a World War III like scenario. And that's why I've been saying for the past 8 months, 9 months, we need better leadership that is great at resolving situations before they arise. There's a lot that Trump did wrong. And we were having this conversation this past weekend, and I had it with a few people. I think Trump could have avoided some of these. Like, I'm not a Trump supporter. I didn't vote for Trump, but I can say he's one of the few presidents that kept us out of war. I wish we had a president in office currently that had the diplomacy of a Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, even a Reagan, to calm some of these fears. Because I think the Russian-Ukraine situation could have been prevented. And if we keep going down this pathway, the part that is scary for us, Russia is able to manufacture warheads at a tenth of the price that we are, and we're running out of money as a country. the fact that we don't have enough and we've been deploying capital to aid Ukraine, we're weak. Tupac said, hey, now I got my money right now. I want war. Now is not the time for us to get into any war. Bond market is falling apart. People are worried about the economy more than ever. We are aiding too many of the countries while not taking care of our own. My biggest concern is if China gets involved, we could go into a multi-year war, and I don't see how we'll be able to win that long term.
Yes. All right. Let's talk about the geopolitical stuff. But
let's dive in. Come on.
Yeah. Well, can I first? Let me just say thank you, because last week I think you gave great great context to the situation and gave
amazing job.
An overall thesis of kind of what's been happening in the region. But even in the sense we spoke about it last week from the stock market, Ian, we watch oil prices rise, we watch them go down. Talk about the direct impact that war has on economies, because some people will say, well, the market's going to move either way. All right. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it won't be in your favor. I mean, because if we go to war, oil is going to go higher. Investors like certainty. So if there's uncertainty or there's conflict, that's why I always say in rap, like, yes, Hit 'Em Up was an impactful record for Tupac. Every other beef, it really didn't make anybody any money. If you talk to most executives, the liability side of most beefs are not even worth it. So our stock market will be flat or may trend down lower. If you look at most years when we were in war, 91, 92, and those are smaller conflicts that we were able to win, it still had an effect on the stock market overall. So yes, the economy will go, but we don't need another thing on top of, like, listen, the bond market is going through a dot-com crash and nobody's talking about it. Crypto has went through the equivalent of a dot-com crash and everyone's acting like everything's fine. The economy's hanging on by a thread. We don't have great leadership. The debt is at the highest that we've been. Debt to GDP is at the highest rate that it's been. College students aren't even passing SATs at the rate that they were 45 years ago. And everyone's like, that's okay. It's not. We are weaker as a country than ever at the worst time, while others are getting a little bit stronger. So it will have a dramatic impact on the market if China does get involved. And if we go to World War III, oh man.
So
we may see a 40% drop in the market.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.